Welcome back to the Fleet and Family podcast series. Today I'm sharing part two on personal financial management tips and savings. So let's jump in where we left off. A few helpful little tips for saving. Number one, start a budget or have a plan for your money. If you do not know how to create a budget, please contact your local friendly personal financial managers, also known as PFMs, at the Fleet and Family Support Center. A spending plan, also known as a budget, is really just having a plan for every dollar you earn. Sometimes the word budget has a negative connotation, but it actually unfairly got a bad rap from people speaking down about it. You know what I'm talking about. We've all heard it used in a negative way. I can't because I'm on a budget. Many people over the years would talk about budgets followed by, I can't because. You fill in the blank. Of course, it's going to make the budget seem like the culprit. If you hear something over and over, eventually you start to believe it. So over time, people began to associate the word budget with I can't, as if it's the budget's fault, not really understanding its true value. When in all reality, it should have been associated with I can, or I get to accomplish my goal because I budgeted. So we first have to, number two, change our mindset about budgeting. It is meant only to be a tool to help you get towards your goals quicker. That's it. It is you owning your money and telling it where to go, rather than your money owning you and getting to the end of the month with nothing and not being able to do what you want. Having a weekly or monthly budget or a plan for your money is a huge part of being successful in reaching your goals. It also helps you avoid money fights if you're married, and if you're single, not feel bad when you spend your money on what you planned ahead of time. It gives you freedom in that, and you can take away guilt that sometimes goes along with unplanned spending. Number three, don't compare yourself to others. I know this is hard to do, but let's start where you are with what you have. We all had to start somewhere, and there's no shame in that. Maybe it's too daunting to think about 3 months' worth of income. So you start with the goal of getting 1 month worth of income first. Then you move on to saving for 3 to 6 months' worth of income. Maybe even getting 1 month worth of income seems too hard. I know when I started out, that was too hard. Things were really just that tight. And I was also very spontaneous and not disciplined at all. So it's much easier for my money to go towards online shopping or home goods or TJ Maxx, sushi, or really whatever I wanted and felt in the moment. I did not have a budget or plan for my money, and because of that, I worried and never had it when hard times hit. I never had the money. If 1 month's worth of income seems too daunting as well, then I want you to focus on doing everything you can to save $1,000 as soon as possible. Or if that's too much, maybe you can only commit to, $15 every paycheck or just loose change initially. If you settle on starting your emergency fund with loose change, you could round up to the nearest dollar from maybe every purchase. I guarantee it adds up quicker than you think, and you really won't miss that loose change. I know when I started out, it was, $15 every paycheck, and sometimes it was less than that, and it was just loose change. So just know there's no shame in that. The main point here is for you to, number four, want to get in the habit of being disciplined and staying committed to whatever goal you choose to do. Over time, that discipline will lead to results. And the next thing you know, you will have a fully funded emergency savings of 6 months' worth of income. Well, at least that is the recommendation for the civilian side. If you are still in the Navy and you're not getting out in the next 2 years, 3 months' worth of income should suffice for now. But start working towards that long-term goal of 6 months. Please, please make sure before you become a civilian, before you separate or retire, that you have a fully funded emergency nest egg of 6 months' worth of income. If you're a civilian and you're listening to this, then just go ahead and start working towards that six-month goal. There's a quote that I love. It says, "Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. And that is so true. So just know you've got this. Additionally, credit card balances, they should be reduced to 1/3 of the limit or less, so it doesn't impact your credit in a negative way. And alternatively, those who are undergoing an income shortage should approach finances differently and prioritize expenses. Basic needs include medical care, housing, utilities, caregiving for family members, food, and transportation. If these basic needs are met, then pay bills and debts. If you need help, ask for it. There are abundant resources available to service members and eligible family members. Financial counselors can assist in determining which options and resources fit you best. And during this unprecedented time, federal, state, and local governments and lenders and businesses are working cohesively to minimize financial damages. So really all you have to do is reach out. Every service member and their family has felt impacts of COVID-19 pandemic in some way. For many of us, the financial consequences have been significant and varied. Fleet and Family Support Center personal financial managers remain available for telephone counseling. Please contact centralized scheduling at 866-854-0638 to set up an appointment. Maybe you want some more tips on personal financial management, savings, budgeting, credit, home buying, TSP, car buying, ID theft, insurance, consumer awareness, military pay, scams, investments, retirement, or just help prioritizing finances in a pandemic. Whatever it is, your local PFMs, Lauren and Somalia, are here to support and help you. If you have some financial questions or just would like a personalized one-on-one appointment or sessions, please just, again, contact the scheduling line for an appointment with Naval Base Kitsap Fleet and Family Support Center's accredited personal financial managers, Somalia Allen and Lauren Sims. Again, that number is 866-854-0638. We are more than happy to help you during all of life's seasons. We look forward to speaking with you. Thank you for your time, and I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's podcast and took something from it. Have a great day.